Our top story for this half hour, the Syrian army says that its forces have shot down two Israeli aircraft over the Golan Heights. The Syrian air defense shot down an Israeli warplane in southwest of the town of Quneitra in the early hours of Tuesday after it pounded military's positions in the area. An Israeli reconnaissance drone was also hit later in the west of the town of Sasa. The Israeli military has denied that any of its warcraft, or its aircraft rather, was downed. It says that two missiles that were fired at its warplane missed their target. Israel earlier confirmed that its warplanes flew over the Syrian airspace in response to a mortar fired from Syria. Well, we're now joined by our correspondent, Ala Ibrahim, who's with us via satellite from the Syrian capital, Damascus, to update us on the situation taking place near the Golan Heights. Ala.
This is the first incident where the Syrian army would issue a statement saying it has downed an Israeli fighter jet along with an Israeli drone in the province of Quneitra, southwest of Syria. Because this is the first time, I think it's highly unlikely that the Syrian army would put an accurate information in this statement before the Syrian army would issue statements saying that Israeli planes have violated Syria's airspace. The aerial defenses of the Syrian army tried to deal with them and force them out of the Syrian airspace, but it has never actually reported on the downing of Israeli fighter jets or drones before. So I think, again, highly unlikely that the information in the statement is inaccurate, but we have to wait and see. The situation in Golan is very complicated. To put things in context, in the past 5 days, foreign-backed militants have been waging a relentless attack against Syrian armed positions along the front line, separating between the liberated parts of Golan and parts under the occupation of Israel, trying to force the Syrian army out of these areas and besieging the town of Hadar, which is considered to be a forward base for where it has a population that's known to be supportive of the Syrian army and the Syrian resistance, which is a formation operating in Golan, carrying out attacks against Israeli occupation troops. There has been an attack for the past 5 days. Militants are trying to push the Syrian army out of these areas. Israel's airstrike came in to aid these insurgents as they were suffering losses because of Syrian artillery. Israeli fighter jets tried to strike Syrian artillery positions in Golan area in Quneitra province. It seems at this point that the situation remains unclear. The militant attack continues. The Syrian army says it will continue to fend off the attacks and it will not leave its posts along the front line, separating between the occupied parts of Syria and parts liberated under the control of the Syrian government.
I'll also talk to us about the assistance that the terrorists have been receiving from the Israeli regime and also about the agenda that Israel is following with that regard.
Well, we don't have any concrete information about the agenda Israel is following in these areas of Syria, but we know for a fact that Israel has been providing logistics and ammunition in some incidents and has provided medical treatment for every wounded personnel member of the armed militant groups operating in Quneitra province along the front line between Syria and the Israeli occupation. Israel itself has acknowledged that it's treating a large number of wounded rebel fighters. In the past 5 days, as I said, in the course of this attack known as Dir al-Qadisiyah, this is the name of the operation that was given to it by the militants, the number of wounded personnel treated has tripled, actually, according also to journalists who are operating inside occupied parts of Golan. As the attack goes on, as the Syrian army continues to fend off attacks, the number of wounded insurgents will be also higher. And maybe this is why Israel decided to intervene directly and hit the Syrian artillery posts in Quneitra.
Thank you very much, Ala. Press TV's Ala Ibrahim joining us from the Syrian capital, Damascus.